This summer, people went back to work in droves. I'm David Brancaccio. Hiring was high and unemployment significantly lower in the month just ended. There's word this morning that a very strong 943,000 more people were added to payrolls in July. A parallel government survey of households finds the unemployment rate down to 5.4%. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
Not only 943,000 payroll jobs, but actually some pretty hefty upward revisions to May and June as well. So the net job gain was over a million. The unemployment rate dropped by 0.5%. It's very unusual to see any month where the unemployment rate drops more than 0.3. In fact, the only time I can recall a bigger drop was in the immediate months after the lockdown last year. So this is real progress putting people back to work.
Taking a closer look here at where hiring was especially strong, the category of leisure and hospitality. Restaurants, hotels, tourism added almost 400,000 jobs last month. Also, 200,000 public school teachers started getting paychecks again in July. These are both sectors hit particularly hard in the past year.
I suspect part of this is because jobless benefits, the federal benefits, are going away at the end of this month. We did see a 1.5 million drop in the number of people collecting those benefits in the past month. And it's good to see that they're leaving those jobless roles and getting into new jobs.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. This data was gathered in mid-July before Delta variant headlines may have sapped the mood a bit. We'll see. Demand for new hires extends to people who work as temps. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on that.
There are millions of open permanent jobs out there, some with signing bonuses. So what's not to love? Richard Walquist is president of the American Staffing Association.
It's kind of like getting married with less than a full date.
Temping is more like job Tinder. See if you're a match, maybe stick around if you hit things off. Also,
yeah, the wages are up around 5% this year.
Greg Palmer heads up a temp industry consulting firm. That's overall. He says healthcare and IT workers are making a lot more. Administrative assistants and receptionists, not so much.
The pandemic's created that environment where those jobs are just never going to come back.
So many temp agencies are beefing up training programs.
In welding, forklift, things that temporaries may not have had access to in the past.
That's Amy Glazer with temp agency The Adecco Group. She says the temp business itself is getting better, too. Fewer temps are ghosting their employers. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The lower fare airline Spirit is entering its sixth day of widespread flight cancellations. Exactly why remains somewhat a mystery. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Spirit CEO Ted Christie acknowledged his company's struggle, saying delays in July had meant flight crews had maxed out their hours and that Spirit should have canceled flights earlier to avoid more widespread cancellations later, but they didn't do that. Christie cited weather as another factor, but some frustrated passengers will point out that weather has been previously known to happen. Already today, Spirit has canceled a third of its scheduled departures, according to the flight tracker FlightAware. The U.S. is still closed to many international travelers. Reuters is among those reporting the Biden administration wants to change that, but only if nearly all visitors come vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House has not announced a timetable for lifting restrictions. How hard was U.S. tourism hit by the pandemic? One measure, travel spending across the country dropped 42% last year, according to the U.S. Travel Association. Many people now are taking a staycation, and the state of North Carolina is encouraging that. WUNC's Leonita Inge reports.
Tourists in recent years spent nearly $30 billion annually in North Carolina, but that dropped by $10 billion last year. What's a state to do?
And so we realized that North Carolinians were going to be our best customer during this time.
Whit Tuttle is the director of Visit NC, North Carolina's state tourism office. He says usually about 40% of visitors to North Carolina are state residents. But in 2020, that number was much higher, more like 60%.
And so what we realized very quickly was that during the pandemic, people were looking for short, quick getaways, staycations, you know, getaways, not really long vacations.
And so Tuttle says they debuted a video campaign last summer that they are still using that's aimed at local residents because people are itching to get out of the house.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini, well, you can count on me, NC.
Sharon Harrell felt safe enough to go see the traveling Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad statue this spring outside the historic Halifax Museum. She wanted to catch it before it moved to its next stop in New York.
Lots of pictures, because this is history, you know. I'm loving it. We got here. I said, oh, we're here.
Harrell lives about an hour from the historic site, but her sister-in-law, Vanessa Harrell, who joined her, lives in Charlotte, almost 250 miles away.
It's amazing to me, and I'm loving seeing it, and thanks to my sister-in-law for telling me about it.
And the state counts that as a tourism visit, at least 50 miles away from home. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.
We do have word today that United Airlines will require all of its employees to get vaccinated for COVID. The CEO of rival American Airlines is quoted in an interview this week explaining why American is not going to make that requirement of its employees or its passengers. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers this week are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.